Over the weekend, a majority of Fairpoint employees in Maine and Vermont voted to authorize a strike if no agreement is reached by the time their current contract expires on August 2nd. The company's workers in New Hampshire are still casting ballots, but so far, union leaders say they're sending the same message as their colleagues next door.
The way the vote is going, it's overwhelmingly in favor of giving us the authority to strike if needed.
Peter McLaughlin is the business manager for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 2327.
We got a couple more weeks for the deadline, and hopefully we'll be able to come to some resolution, but there's still some huge issues that remain to be resolved.
McLaughlin says Fairpoint wants to retain the right to continue outsourcing work to less expensive contract employees, something the union strongly object to. He says the two sides also remain far apart over proposals to freeze pension contributions, eliminate retiree health care, and make changes to workers' current medical coverage. Fairpoint, which emerged from bankruptcy in 2011, says it needs to seek concessions to save money and bring the contracts into the mainstream. Angie Beaudry is a company spokesperson.
We have been meeting since April 25th. We've had several sessions. Since then, we've presented 65 proposals. They have countered with about a dozen.
Fairpoint has complained that none of those counteroffers would save the company any money. But the unions say Fairpoint has withheld key specifics about certain proposals, forcing them to file complaints with the National Labor Relations Board. McLaughlin says the strike vote increases pressure on both sides to get a deal done.
I don't know if the company thinks we're kidding or what, but we're certainly not kidding. You know, you don't kid around with people's livelihood. I mean, this is serious business.
McLaughlin says his members are prepared to walk off the job if a deal can't be reached by August 2nd. If that happens, Angie Beaudry says Fairpoint will be prepared.
Here at Fairpoint, we do have plans in place to ensure our services to our customers continue without interruption in the event of a strike.
Beaudry would not offer more details on exactly what those plans entail. Negotiators for the unions and Fairpoint are scheduled to resume talks tomorrow. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.